This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani in New Delhi tomorrow. During the investiture ceremony this morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the contributions of former Prime Minister Chaudhary Charan Singh, P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Chief Minister of Bihar Karpuri Thakur, and renowned scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, who were conferred the Bharat Ratna today. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have greeted citizens living in India and abroad, especially the Christians, on the eve of Easter. In her message, she said this festival marks the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection and is a symbol of love and compassion. The President said Easter gives the message that truth is eternal and shows everyone the path of sacrifice and forgiveness. In his message, Vice President Dhankar hoped that this auspicious occasion would bring peace and harmony in everyone's lives. Today was the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nevada and Jammu in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. The last date for withdrawal of candidates in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar and four Union Territories, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and four Union Territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the Festival of Holi and Bihar Foundation Day. The BJP has released another list of 11 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. Bhartruhari Mehtab will be the BJP candidate from Cuttack Lok Sabha seat. Former Indian ambassador to US Taranjit Singh Sandhu will be the BJP candidate from Amritsar Lok Sabha seat, while Hans Raj Hans from Faridkot seat. Praneet Kaur will contest from Patiala Lok Sabha seat, Ravneet Singh Bittu from Ludhiana and Sushil Kumar Rinku from Jalandhar seat in Punjab. In Bihar, the left party, CPI-ML, today declared its candidates for the Lok Sabha elections a day after the announcement of seat-sharing agreement in the opposition Grand Alliance. The party will contest three Lok Sabha seats of Ara, Nalanda and Karakat. Party State Secretary Kunal said from Ara parliamentary constituency, Sudama Prasad and Nalanda constituency, Sandeep Saurav will contest elections. Both are also party MLAs. He said Rajaram Singh will contest from Karakat Lok Sabha constituency. The party has decided to field Shiv Prakash Ranjan for the by-election on Agiao Assembly constituency. CPI-M has decided to field Sanjay Kumar Singh from Khagadia, while CPI has given a ticket to former MLA Avdesh Rai from Begusarai parliamentary constituency. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast intense rainfall and thunderstorm is likely to continue over northeast India till Monday. Heavy rainfall and snowfall is likely over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. IMD has also predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms over Odisha, Gangetic, West Bengal, Jharkhand, East Madhya Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.